This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the last weekend, by the way, to catch our Grapefruit League baseball before all the teams pack up and head for the Major League Baseball circuit. Now, great radio stations all around the country are playing this show right now. Thank you so very much. And we're also heard around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, not to forget about our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, too, in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there tonight on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden had a little bit of a press conference yesterday, and he said something yesterday that caught my attention right off the bat. He plans on doubling the COVID vaccines. His goal in the White House had been 100,000 first 100 days. Now they think they can do 200,000. So let's listen to our buddy Glenn Cluxton and what he has to say with Joe Biden.
The president opened the news conference by doubling his original goal on COVID-19 vaccines.
We will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots.
On the filibuster rule, he left open the possibility of changing Senate rules in order to push through his priorities, including on immigration and voting rights.
I want to get things done.
And the president revealed his plans for 2024.
Yes, my plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
Asked if he expects to face Donald Trump again, the president said, I have no idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that sounds pretty good there, right, Kyle?
Right, right.
Sounds about normal, right?
Right, right.
But it's about the only thing he said that was factual yesterday.
He really
did stretch most of everything that he said, and there were some things that really were wrong, really, really, really wrong when he said that they... Well, let's see here. Basically, the cupboard was bare. They had to start over again. Donald Trump didn't leave anything for them. It was all Joe Biden that had done everything that had been done. I mean, that's just not true.
No, it's not. And it continues the same kinds of talking points that we've heard for a while. And it's just the same kind of, and I'll use the word the president used. It's just the same kind of posturing that we've seen from this administration, with the idea that, as you said, the Trump administration did something and had some kind of scorched earth or something. It's just not the case. President Trump was the one who got the vaccine underway so that we can actually get to that now 200 million goal in the first 100 days. If President Trump hadn't done what he did, we would not even be close, not even close to getting a vaccine out to all the people in the United States. It's just really something to hear President Biden say what he says about the previous administration.
Well, that's all true. But then, of course, he also defended his approach to the addressing migrant surge at the border, blaming everything again on Donald Trump. Listen to this. Come on, come on.
Repeatedly pressed about the border situation, the president said he is not responsible for the surge of migrants.
It happens every single solitary year.
He insisted that immigration restrictions are still in place.
The overwhelming majority of people coming to the border and crossing are being sent back.
The president said it's totally unacceptable for thousands of young migrants to be in overcrowded holding facilities, and he vowed to improve conditions. Mr. Biden also promised better media access to the camps, but only after his administration has a better handle on things. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay, what was wrong with the statement, the majority of the people coming to America are sent back?
I don't think they're being sent back. Aren't they being directed to the processing centers?
13%. 13% are being sent back. 87% are being allowed into the country and brought into the processing centers. Yes, sir. So he either lied or he doesn't know his own policy.
Or he does, exactly. Well, also, didn't the president intimate essentially that somehow Donald Trump caused children to starve to death, his words, on the other side of the border prior to Biden's, coming into office? I think that just sounded so completely out of this world that, I don't think President Trump was starving kids to death. That just didn't make any sense.
No, that never happened. And, oh, by the way, one last little thing before we have to go to break here. Joe Biden on North Korea.
The president said the suspected ballistic missile tests violated a U.N. resolution and that the U.S. is consulting with allies and partners.
There will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly.
Despite that warning, he said he remained open to diplomacy. The president told the White House news conference that North Korea is the top foreign policy issue facing his administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wait a minute. We'll talk about that when we come back, folks, because that's not what Joe Biden said until yesterday. Ha ha! Oh, man, this guy. Is he telling you the truth? Is he telling you a lie? Or does he just not know what he's saying? We'll tell you when we get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you there, Mr. Mystery Radio Personality, doing liners for my show. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you all know that Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. I've been taking it for about 5.5 years now. I take it regularly a couple times a day. It's to keep the inflammation in my left ankle and leg down, and to keep my resemblance of pain down to next to nothing. And when it works 110% absolute the way it's supposed to. The only time I wind up aggravating it and maybe having to have an extra dosage instead of the 2 times a day is when I'm on my feet at a gun show, or maybe at an auto dealer, like where I'm going to be Saturday or something like that, and then there's nothing I can do because I have to go with the flow and doing what I'm doing, and I just take an extra packet with me, and that's what we use. But the best thing about Relief Factor is it's 100% drug-free, and it supports your body's natural response for healing with inflammation, decreasing discomfort. It also supports the rehealing process to get you back on your feet quicker rather than sitting there and delaying the thing because you're in aches and pains all the time. And it only costs to start at $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the 3rd week whether or not this product's going to work for you. And if for some strange reason it doesn't, then you're only out $20 and you walk away and away you go. Otherwise, you'll get the product on the delivery schedule that you want, and you'll be able to keep going. Now, Relief Factor is available for the $19.95 price by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the website, take a look at all the different things they have to offer over there, and there's a little video there, too, to help you along. Relief Factor.
BeWareNotAllHandSanitizer.com/captain. It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. Okay, let's go on here, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's try to get a caller in here. Good morning. Who's this, Mike in Clearwater? Mike in Clearwater. All right, let me try something here. All right, folks, don't call the 800 line. If you want to call the show, give me a call at 813-289-1860. The local number is 813-289-1860. And you should be able to get in on that number without any problem. Okay, Kyle, back to you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we, of course, yeah, caller can call back, absolutely.
Yeah, 813-289-1860.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, watching and listening to the press conference, it just seemed like, again, this was not the kind of press conference that we've really ever seen with the president of recent times, even under Obama or even under Bush. They seem to be a lot more lively,
yep.
But this one seemed to be a lot more sort of, you know, yep. Cool and controlled, and it wasn't very, mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of news breaking out there.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Much better, Captain. They need to fix the 800
numbers. No, hold it. We have nothing to do with that. It's called the telephone company.
Right, Captain. But yep. Somebody
has
to reach out to them.
No, we have nothing to do with that. Whenever they want to do it, they'll get it done. So you have to call the local number. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Kyle. You know, I am so glad our good friends in Georgia finally reformed their voting, and the governor signed it into law. I'm sure there's a whole slew of other states that are going to follow. And, oh, boy, look at the Democrat. Oh, it's voter suppression, and, you know, you guys are going to make it to where people aren't going to be able to vote and yada, yada. Finally, thank God, something is underway, Captain. I know you told me about it, and I was kind of, you know, I don't know about this. But now that I've seen that Georgia's actually done it, I'm actually uplifted, and there's hope. And what do you think, Kyle? Do you think that other states will be able to come on board, especially the red states, mm-hmm. and get this done like Georgia did? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, Kyle, you are aware of the fact that there are 6 states where they had the problems, and every one of those 6 states is doing something in forms of election reform. For example, the state of Wisconsin started a full-scale investigation through their state legislature yesterday to find out what went wrong with the 300,000 mail-in ballots that were not done in the way they were supposed to be done, that were counted that never should have been counted.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we're going to be seeing, I think, is as more and more information comes out about the kinds of things, shenanigans that occurred, it's going to drive this a lot more. But one of the things the American people will do, they like to get down to the bottom of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we're seeing such a push for trying to get through the H.R. 1 now through the Senate and so forth. And the president talked about it at his press conference as well. With the idea of these election, what they call election reforms or, you know, this kind of stuff. But it's only really to benefit Democrats. And it's so very sad because it's not a universal thing that's going to help all voters. They want to help specific instances of voting so that they can continue to win. It's not about making sure everybody has the access to voting.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Stuart. I'm calling from the armpit of St. Petersburg.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult when our own media can't even publish the election results right. Like about 4 or 5 years ago when Young and Josh Black ran against each other, then they published results that were totally incorrect, put the pictures up, put the numbers up wrong, and refused to retract for 3 days.
Yeah.
And it was amazing when I saw that thing that they said that Josh Young won, and so we can't even depend on our media to give us a real reporting. They can't report. They want to be pundits. They want to be pundits instead of reporters.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So, well, what do you think about those senior NCOs commenting on Twitter?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll answer that now. First of all, senior NCOs in their own time are supposed to be able to do whatever they can, including officers. However, there is a provision in there, be careful what you wish for and be careful what you say. And sometimes you might want to say it without mentioning you're a command sergeant major or a major or a lieutenant or a captain or a general or whatever, unless, of course, you're retired. Then it's a different horse of a different color. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, you're right about that, because obviously that can come back to haunt you big
time. Oh, yeah. They're not supposed to get involved in political discussions.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And for good reason. But yes, the media, of course, has great influence over how elections are perceived, especially, as they put up these numbers that the caller was talking about. But getting back to the HR1, that whole idea, the way that they're portraying it is that, you know, Republicans just don't want you to vote, and they try to make it into almost a racist kind of thing. They don't want minority voters to vote, mm-hmm. and things like this. Mm-hmm. But the American people, by and large, they want to have orderly elections, mm-hmm. but what Biden's talking about, the Democrats, they're talking about free-for-alls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Whoop. Okay. Let's try this one. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Todd at Tampa. Let's get down to business. How you doing?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Todd. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Outstanding. I just want to say, Joe, the man shoot off about, you know what, people across the border, you're taking states down, but you're letting illegals come in with no COVID test, steal the vote over there. This is, and then for all you Democrats, I didn't win the sick they have, but I can only say one in a last time.
All right. Well, that was, I think he called in the 800 number. Okay, folks, if you want to call the show tonight, call this number, 813-289-1860. The number to call to get in on the show is our local number, 813-289-1860. There's apparently a problem with the 877 number, so call the number, 813-289-1860. It's a phone issue with the phone company, and it's there until they get it taken care of. The best way to get into me is call me on the local line, 813-289-1860. Now, Kyle, I think I know where Todd was coming with that. You want to comment?
Well, no, you go ahead, Captain. That's fine.
So you couldn't understand it. All right. Hold on. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back. But Todd is right insofar as that the Democrats just keep chiming off, you know, about all these bad things that they say, can't we all get together? And then they keep just deep-sixing the Republicans. Well, you got to cut that stuff out, folks, if you want to gain anything. Alrighty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple locations are reporting injuries as tornadoes rip through the South. The Calhoun County, Alabama Emergency Management Office says at least five people have been killed in Ohatchee. In Pelham, Alabama, there's reports of heavy damage.
We've got trees and power lines down. It is essential, please, stay off the road so first responders can get in here to help these people.
Public Information Officer Ainsley Allison. Governor Kay Ivey offered condolences to all of those impacted by the storm. The National Weather Service has tornado watches and warnings in effect. During a news conference, President Biden discussed the surge of migrants at the border. He said he's made arrangements to help more children.
Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available. 5,000 beds in the Texas border.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I am going to take it away, and I'm going to tell you tonight, if you want to call into the show, call the 813 number for the show, 813-289-1860. That's 813-289-1860. That's the local number for the show. That number will get you in with no troubles at all. So 813-289-1860, the number to call. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. I am a Geico Insurance customer, been with them for about 17 and a half years or thereabouts. Now, Geico has a website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go there right now. You can type in your zip code, and they will give you a price quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle. Maybe you have an RV or an ATV or a boat, too. They'll do all of that. And then if you really want to save some serious money, bundle it together with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, both of which Geico would be more than happy to give you a price quote on. And you'll find out how much money you can save. Now, Geico is very good at what they do, and they take very good of their customers. And once you get on the program every year for being a safe driver, knock on wood, here we go, you'll get a 10% discount just like I did and do for being a safe driver. And that really helps you out on your insurance, too. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website to go to. And to call the show, Kyle, the number is?
It's 813-289-1860.
You got it. Okay, so there you go, folks. Tonight, call the 813 number. All right, now, Joe Biden, once again, got asked questions about Afghanistan. It took a little while to get into that nature of the questioning, right?
Right.
But here's what he said.
A peace agreement between the Trump administration and the Taliban put in place a May 1st deadline for a full American troop withdrawal. The president was asked about it at a White House news conference.
The answer is that it's going to be hard to meet the May 1 deadline.
Mr. Biden said it's not his intention for U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan for a long time. He said, we will leave. The question is when we leave. And he said he doesn't foresee U.S. troops still there next year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Kyle, the last thing that we heard officially from the Pentagon about this was the president was seeking a plan to keep them there through November of this year.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and we expect that they will likely be there perhaps even further from that. But, of course, yeah, the May 1st deadline is completely a no-go.
Well, it is totally agreed upon by everybody that's there, all our allies, and believe it or not, the Afghanis too, that they cannot yet defend themselves against the Taliban.
Right.
And the Taliban, of course, they've been growing in numbers. You've got ISIS that's there. You've got Al-Qaeda that's there. So you've got the three forces of evil there in that country just waiting to pounce.
Well, that's exactly right. But it will be interesting to see, Captain, from the Biden administration, whether or not we hear, like, maybe I should say the Biden-Harris administration, as we...
Got to do that right now.
That's right. And if they're going to be able to engineer or display what would be a reasonable timeline, a plan to eventually bring the troops home and be able to make it stick. A lot of Americans, and they understand, by the way, the issues of the Taliban and these kinds of things. But they also want to make sure that the troops do come home in the short term.
Now, let's talk about the press conference today in another sense. Joe Biden took questions, yes, from a few reporters, yes. He knew who he was going to ask questions of, yes. They did, too. An AP reporter, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, New York Times, USA Today, and UPI were all the usual cast of characters that got to ask questions. They were all liberal, and they all failed to confront him on several hot topics that I'm sure people like Steve Doocy would have done immediately, because he said he had a whole book full of questions ready to ask. But did you notice the people that got the multiple questions offered to them?
Right, right.
Did
yeah.
you notice who they were?
Who were they?
The Associated Press reporter, the MSNBC reporter, and the USA Today reporter.
Mm-hmm.
They got multiple questions that they were able to ask. One of them asked four questions.
Yeah, they had a lot of follow-ups. There seemed to be a lot of follow-ups.
But Joe Biden knew everything they were going to say.
Well, you know, Captain, what was one of the most interesting and telling issues about this whole press conference was the fact that the president kept referring back to, and it was being described in many ways as the same thing the press secretary might do. That is, refer to a large binder of stuff or printed notes and just basically the talking points that are that are supposed to be, you know, given out when these subjects come up. And the fact that you have the leader of the free world referring back to these notes and reading and not being able to speak extemporaneously on subjects that arguably he should be front and center, ready to go on a cold on these things, was really very, very concerning.
I saw two things. I saw the three-ring binder that was on the podium.
Yep.
I also saw the list, which is always carried by the press secretary, the list. He had the list, and on the list it had the names of the reporters, the order they were going to be called in, and the question that they were going to ask.
That's right. And can you imagine, Captain, what the aides must have been going through during this entire almost, you know, a little bit more than an hour-long press conference? I think that they had to be absolutely petrified as to what the president was going to say or do next.
And medically, he had a couple of incidences there where it looked like his mind wandered and he got lost for a second and had to think about what he was going to say and where he was going to say it. And it was obvious that he had those problems.
Yes. Now, I had one other observation, and that is, unfortunately, when the president's talking and sometimes he seems to kind of stare straight ahead. He doesn't really kind of look around from side to side.
The deer headlights
mostly.
Look.
Exactly. So I'm wondering if he's trying to focus on something far away, maybe at the back of the room, as opposed to talking to those who are, is he just looking at the camera, or is he looking
at the back of
the room?
My question is, where was the teleprompter?
See, that's a good question.
And he has a big screen TV they use, so was that in the back of the room?
Right, and that's, I don't know that the camera ever swept around to look at the back of the room.
Yeah. No, it did not.
Yeah.
All right, so now moving along here, Hunter Biden was a topic that should have come up. It's an active and ongoing investigation without White House interference, so say some sources, but we don't know that that's true or not. But the latest on Hunter Biden is both the White House and the Secret Service are denying any role in the Hunter Biden gun in the trash can incident across the street from an area where he had been seen frequenting and possibly used drugs.
Yes, and I will just say this. Can you imagine if that was the son of President Trump and that this involved a gun and it involved the dumpster and all this kind of stuff? They would harp on this and cause all kinds of issues about this, but we'll see how this pans out.
Yeah. Now, going overseas to Israel, the Israeli Central Elections Committee has delivered their results, which means neither Netanyahu nor any of his rivals have got a straightforward Knesset victory and possibly heralds a fifth vote in the last 2.5 years to try to decide this again.
That's right. That was exactly what, obviously, they were trying to avoid. It's very, very close. But
two seats.
That's right. So if he can't form the government, then that they may be going back into that. That is the mechanism of the parliamentary system, basically. We have the prime minister.
Now, we also had some really bad weather. I'm going to just kind of tease this before we go into the weather segment, the Truckers Highway and Byway weather. We've had some deadly tornadoes touch down in Alabama yesterday afternoon and evening. Now, we still do have tornado watches and warnings in the Southland tonight. They're especially in the northwestern and northern part of Georgia, north of Atlanta, and up there north of Kennesaw and up towards Chattanooga, right along the Tennessee border. There's a very active line of storms and a severe thunderstorm warning and a tornado watch right now going on in that area, which is going to be moving over into the higher elevations of South Carolina and looks like it could be in North Carolina by morning.
Exactly right, yes. And there's been, if you've seen some of the video coming out of these areas, it's very devastating, yes.
Yep. And these are long, trailing thunderstorms with tornadoes in them that are doing just a lot of damage wherever they're striking down, and it's going to be that way today from the southeast to the Ohio Valley. So please pay attention. And again, this is a night to have your weather radio turned on. If you don't have a weather radio, leave your television turned on. Leave your AM or FM radio turned on so you can hear the alert when it goes off. All right, folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. And that's our resident cowgirl, horse girl, right there, Carrollton, Georgia, the Double D Ranch. She and her husband, Don, run that ranch right there in Carrollton. And, oh, by the way, they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody listening to us in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And we get a lot of messages, instant messages, and Facebook messages from the guys and the gals down there, and we appreciate it and try to answer all the messages we get. Sometimes can't do it. Sometimes it takes a couple of days or so, but that's because there's only one of me. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see that truck stop, pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you and enjoy yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us. All right, we're going to get into some big and rich music here. I know you're going to recognize this one. Here we go.
Like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up in that Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Kyle, but I could dance to that one all night long on one leg.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. Yeah, it goes back to 2004 with Big and Rich.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. All righty. Yep, and that's quite the video, too, when you watch that. All right, well, here we go, folks. Going to get right into it because this is serious stuff tonight. Now, a system is expected to continue to produce severe thunderstorms, including some big tornadoes into early Friday morning from the southeast U.S. all the way into the Ohio Valley as this system quickly lifts towards the northeastern Atlantic coast. Now, Friday, there'll also be gusty non-thunderstorm-like winds, which will develop behind it in the Ohio Valley to the lower Great Lakes. And then another system will move across the country this weekend, and we're watching it out towards the west, and it's moving slowly this away. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we have a pretty quiet map out west tonight, which is a good thing. But we do have a couple of winter weather advisories to tell you about up near Bozeman, Montana, along Highway 90. You've got a winter weather advisory. Also, that stretches east as you go towards Big Timber. You still got a winter weather advisory there. Also, in northern Wyoming, this a little bit east of I-90, you've also got a winter weather advisory tonight down. In Colorado, winter weather advisory down in the Durango area. Also, as you head out towards western part of Colorado, I-70 Grand Junction, also you've got a winter weather advisory. That goes on over into eastern Utah as well. In Southern California, a wind advisory that's starting to die down, which is a good thing. What we're seeing right now is down into the Inland Empire area, down through San Diego County. So if you're coming across I-10 and you're coming through the Palm Desert area, Palm Springs, you're still dealing with that wind advisory tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to start with the worst weather. It's in Georgia right now, but it's moving. Across I-20 in Georgia north, you have a tornado watch until you get into the extreme northern section of Georgia and right along the Tennessee line there with Chattanooga, and you've got tornado watches and warnings all through there, heavy, severe thunderstorm warnings. You've got flood watches and warnings all the way through there, eastern Tennessee going up 81 into the Rocky or into the mountains over there on I-40 going into North Carolina. A lot of rain advisories there and flood watches and warnings all through there. In the meantime, back in the area where they've already had the tornadoes come through in Alabama, they've also had torrential rain in there with a lot of flooding. A lot of streams are over their banks there. Be advised and be careful of that. Remember, do not drive through ponded water that you can't tell how deep it is. Just don't do it. You're liable to be making your last drive when it happens. Now, also, following up I-75, going up in through Kentucky, all the way, there's rain, and there's on and off intermittent fog. You're going to run into issues in Kentucky further up the line, West Virginia further up the line. You've got wind up there. You've got scattered thunderstorms all through there. Across Ohio, most of Ohio tonight, you have thunderstorm watches and warnings and high wind warnings all the way off the Great Lakes. Lake Erie in particular, all the way down to the Kentucky-West Virginia line right now. Now, the central part of Indiana, you have the same thing going on there. Up in the northeastern corner of Michigan, you've got some rain and flood watches and warnings up in there. You've got some fog for the Northway up north of Schenectady tonight and Saratoga Springs going all the way to the Canadian border. Fog in the northern part of Vermont and New Hampshire with some rain intermixed with it. You've got heavy fog in Maine all along I-95. And then if you're going to take Route 1 north up through there, up towards Prescott, Caribou and whatnot, heavy fog up through there. Gale force wind warnings all the way down from Nova Scotia all the way down tonight to, Long Island. So be advised of that. And then if you're down in the south in Florida tonight,
The Panhandle, we've got fog coming in off the Gulf right now with some rain. There is some rain in with this, too, up around Big Bend all the way over to Tallahassee. Then you got to skip all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, coming in offshore there. Fog and a mixture of rain as well. We'll go out right now into Kansas, the eastern part of Kansas, about 100 miles in from Missouri. You've got a dense fog advisory right there right now in that part of the country. And one last little thing, in Missouri, along I-44 going up towards, let's see here, this would be east of Springfield, a little ways. You've got some flood watches and warnings in that area from the heavy rains that came through there earlier. So that's what the weather map is looking like. And, Kyle, tell them about Flying J, if you will.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, that's right. Pilot and Flying J, as you mentioned before, truck on in and tell them you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get that free cup of coffee, and we think that you'll agree that it is the best cup of coffee on the interstate. By the way, you also want to check out the Drivers Club for Pilot and Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more. And get this, Captain, they've got some new news about their app that you can download, and March 30th, their app is going to become the My Rewards Plus app. It's going to do all the same stuff you know for the current app and do even more to help you track your rewards and so forth. So that's some good news, and so be sure to check that out, along with all the great food. And you know, Captain, if you've been out on the road all day long, you want to come in and find a great something great to eat, like a Denny's, maybe a Wendy's or an Arby's. How about a Huddle House? Or DQ, if you want some ice cream. Also Cinnabon, McDonald's is typically, you might find one of those as well. Moe's Southwest Grill, Chester's Chicken, just to name a few.
And good morning to Jerry in Phoenix, Arizona. He's a steel worker at the United States Steel Corporation. Just became a member of the Captain's Army. Thank you very much, Jerry. Looking forward to hearing from you. Chime in anytime you want. And just another happy, contented member of the Captain's Army.
That's right. That's right. Easy to do, and great to have you aboard.
Yep, very much so. Okay, and folks, we're getting ready to come back with hour number two. It's been a very busy hour number one. And remember, if you're out there driving along in some of that bad weather, especially in North Georgia and the eastern, southeastern part of Tennessee, going into North Carolina, you could have your trip abrupted, halted for a little bit because of the severe weather that's over there. So please be careful and pay attention to what the weather people are telling you. Leave your weather radios on, leave your TV on, leave your radio on. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.